Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here at our guest segment. Thanks for staying with us. You are listening to The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And before we join our esteemed guest, we have to pay a couple of bills, but you need to pay a couple of bills too. Hear me and hear me clearly. Everyone I interview, let me say this, 99% of the people I interview say, Dave, I don't think there can be an election. What does that say about the conditions that you're going to be living under? You think you're just going to be able to walk into the grocery store, business as usual? Think again. This is some of the final calls I'll ever make for preparation. You need food. You need water filtration. Okay, and I'm just going to tell it to you straight. You don't do it, it's on you, but unfortunately, it's on your family. You think things are just going to bounce back to normal? Think again. Normal is not what these people want who are doing this to us. You are in the fight for your life. You're in a fight to survive. We can offer you food, reduced price. But what's the old saying about leading a horse to water? Okay, you can lead a person to water, but you can't make them think. I'm so frustrated with some people who think that we just fear-monger and sit around and make stuff up. Mark my words, by November, you'll be living in Bosnia, 1992. And I'm being conservative compared to many of my colleagues. Here's the deal with the food. Take it or leave it. 4 week, $100 off. People are buying multiple sets that see the threat to their future existence. People are also stopping at grocery stores during the day, picking up short-term immediate food. But you need long-term food if you're going to survive. You also need to have water filtration. Because on the fifth day of a crisis, waterborne illness has become the number one cause of death. Not my stat, people. That's the Naval War College speaking. So, do I have an edge to my voice tonight? Yes. As Steve Quayle and I were talking about earlier today on our TV interview, people need to wake up and face reality. These are the times you're in. It's 1935 Germany, and you're Jewish. Can I say it any more clearly than that? Okay, preparewithdave.com is where you get the food. Waterwithdave.com is where you get the water filtration for 40% off. And if you want to catch up on really what's going on, other than these radio interviews we do, which are good, we're building a coalition over at thecommonsenseshow.tv. You need to sign up. Get a 7-day free trial to see if it's right for you. We have had no one cancel. Oh, we've had people have trouble with their credit cards. That's on them. Okay, but in terms of people saying, I don't like this, no one's canceled. And it's $2.50 a month on the annual plan. So these are things you need to know. And we're going to have a network that can't be censored. We're all going to be off social media within weeks. All of us. This TV show is the one place they can't screw with because we own the platform. So I hope I've made it clear, and this will be a springboard into my discussion here with my old friend and colleague, Paul Martin. And Paul, I know I sound like I have an edge tonight, but if you'd just gone through the comment sections that I did for YouTube, I'd say about a quarter of the people have put their head where the sun doesn't shine, and they're content to leave it there, and as if the globalists are going to leave them alone.
Well, I mean, that's happened throughout history. I mean, how did Hitler come into power? And on and on and on and on and on. I mean, people, there are so many people that live in a pipe, and that there's nothing outside the pipe. If I don't, if it doesn't come into my cranium, it doesn't exist. And unfortunately, that these people are going to perish.
I know. This can't be happening. This can't be happening. No, no, no. Reminds me of the movie Network. You just want to stay in your kitchen. And you tell them, just leave me alone. I won't say anything. Please, 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 just let me have my microwave. And then what did he say? What did good old Howard Beale say? Get up out of your, off your, you know what. Go to the window, open the window, and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. This is where we need to go. But Paul, I've got good news. Enough of us are saying, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, that the World Economic Forum that was going to redesign the entire planet has canceled their meeting from January 2021. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think they know what's coming economically, and they don't want, you know, they don't want their stuff, their garbage, you know, put up on the internet and meetings and videos and all that other stuff. I mean, it's going to get bad.
I don't think that's why they canceled. I think they don't want a direct resistance to mandatory vaccinations, to electronic currency. That's what I think. I think they're avoiding the fight. We've shown the light on them, and they're running for cover.
Without a doubt.
And then in the meantime, they're going to have their little bitches, excuse my French, at YouTube and Google and Facebook, you know, fascist book, or as Steve Quayle calls them, Faces of Death book. All these social medias, they're going to clamp down on all the conservatives. They already are.
You know what that's doing, don't you? That's pushing people to Trump.
Well, I'll tell you what's pushing people to Trump. 17-year-old kid goes out to protect his turf because the police won't do it. And he gets cornered by people who mean him harm. And he shoots two of them. Now he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. But when the shoe goes on the other foot, they don't go to jail. Or if they do, they get released without bail.
Well, I think the videos are out there. Everybody can look at them. They were trying to take his weapon from him, and he reacted. But the lawyer that took the Covington kid that had the Indian beating the drum in front of him,
that's
making him all of this freaking money, and he's taking his case. So I think the kid will be okay.
I don't. I hear what you're saying, and you're accurately reporting the facts. But they're going to get an Obama judge, and that kid's going to spend forever in prison. They won't give him segregation, and he'll be murdered while he's there. That's what I predict for this kid.
Well, God help him. I hope not. I hope his attorney can do a good job.
Well, Wisconsin's being exposed for being another Minnesota, overrun by fascist liberals who have no respect for the rule of law. Politicians that make their police stand by while buildings are burned down. You know, I did see something, and it's amazing, too, and I'll show you. This is how stupid some people are on our side, and I quite frankly don't want them on our side. I did a piece today, and it was based on the WNBA protest. The man shot 7 times in the back. And Paul, no matter how many explanations I read for that, he was shot 7 times in the back. They can't erase that fact. And whether or not he had the shooting coming or not, it's still a bad visual. He was shot 7 times in the back. And the kids in the car were endangered. And they can't take back the fact that these cops shot that man 7 times in the back. I keep saying it because there's no way you're going to sell it. I don't care what the facts are. He could have been holding a nuclear bomb, but he was shot 7 times in the back. Okay, but here is what I said. The WNBA walked into their games today, and they wore T-shirts that had 7 bullet holes in the back.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't necessarily agree with them, and quite honestly, I'm confused by the facts in the case, except for he was shot 7 times in the back. But what I do agree with is the WNBA expressed a view among their members, and they weren't burning buildings and beating people up and attacking the police. I don't have to agree with them to respect them. And they handled their protest with class, and it was legal. And I put that up on YouTube. Oh, was I ever how dare you side with the WNBA? And I never said any such thing. I said, I'm not taking sides on the shooting. I specifically said that. I said, this is how you protest injustice. And this will get you a legitimate audience in front of the powers that be when you conduct yourself with civility, but in force. And people didn't want to hear that on our supposed side, Paul. I can't believe it. I just can't believe the mass ignorance we have.
Well, this is a world gone nuts. I mean, since this whole pandemic has started and completely destroyed most of our economy, and that's a 2-hour radio show right there. But I mean, we're in no man's land with all of this stuff, Dave.
I don't have any answers because I'll be honest with you, Paul. Some of the people supposedly on our side are just as stupid as the people on the other side.
Oh, absolutely.
And I just don't have an answer for it. There's no way out of this. 99% of the people I talk to who track this stuff, people who I think are reasonable human beings,
well, this is a playbook. This is a communist insurrection. You know, Sun Tzu said in The Art of War, it's easier to defeat your enemy mentally, and that way you don't lose as many, you know, horses and swords and bows and arrows and all that other stuff. And this is a massive, this is the biggest psychological operation in the history of the world.
I'm at a loss to explain what I'm seeing. Because the people are committing suicide. These people in the streets who are rioting, they're being paid $180 a day, released from jail, most of them, for COVID. And what do they think is going to happen to them when this is over?
What'd they do to the brown shirts, Dave?
That's my point. Exactly. And Pelosi's a brown shirt.
Yep.
And did you see today where she said there shouldn't be any debates?
Oh, absolutely.
We don't agree with Donald Trump. He has nothing of value to say, so we don't want to see a debate. So, isn't that why you have a debate, so you can see what your differences are and let people decide?
Well, they can't put that idiot up on a screen to debate with Trump. He'll shred him.
I'm happy to be in New York, says Biden. It's a great city. Okay, that'll work there. But what about when he came to Arizona? He said, yeah, Arizona's a great city. And I think my wife is my sister. Let me smell her hair. You know, I think hairspray causes dementia.
Well, he's huffed enough of it. Well, I told, you know, we were on the air the day after Donald Trump got sworn in, and I told you then these people were going to go to scorched earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they ain't got nothing. They've never had anything. And now that you've got Trump in fixing things, economically, black employment up, I mean, on and on and on and on and on. They're done. They're done for one or two or three generations, and they know it. And all of a sudden, then we get COVID, since the Democrats are in bed with China. And I think, I mean, there was, I think, 650 doctors in Europe that said this whole thing is a scam. It does kill people. Most obese, elderly, blah, 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 fact. But for the rest of us, you know, I mean, I'm 65, so, you know, I'm kind of in the, I'm kind of in the middle row there. But, this whole thing's a scam. This whole mask, and they said the masks don't work. The CDC said the masks don't work. They don't do anything. And yet, here we've got a whole friggin' population, and I'm just talking about Colorado where I live. There's people riding down the streets on their bikes with their masks on. There's people driving their cars with their masks on. Just insanity. Just, I mean, as far as a psychological operation, these New World Order criminals have done pretty good with it.
Well, they've managed to, they've taken the minority and exaggerated their numbers, and they have authority in key positions. The thing that they would be nothing, though, if they didn't have control of the media and the social media, they would have nothing. They control the narrative. And this is Trump's big failing. Trump has an executive order that says you can't be discriminated against for your political affiliations on social media, and yet they're continuing to do it. YouTube today banned a guy from the Red Elephant. And YouTube has an internal discipline process. Strike one, we don't like what you're doing. Here are your community guidelines, which are as vague as the day is long. Strike two, you're really in trouble. One more strike, you're out. But this guy didn't get any strikes. Never got a warning. They just pulled his channel. Never made it clear to him what he did wrong. You violated community guidelines. What the hell does that mean? Does that mean it's illegal to be a conservative? But you see, here's the problem. Trump isn't doing anything. He should be there with the DOJ tomorrow, and they should be going in with warrants, seizing all the computers at YouTube, and looking for other examples like this. That would stop this bullshit immediately. And he won't discipline social media when they break the law. They're breaking open forum law section 230, which says if you get immunity for bad posts on your site, you can't play the role of publisher and discriminate against anybody else. And they do it every single day, millions of times a day. And Trump does nothing, Paul. Nothing.
He hasn't done anything yet. And I,
whoa. Don't, you're not going to say trust the plan, are you? Because we're less than 2 months out now.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that at all. I'm with you. I'm very, very, very upset with the president. But what if he's letting it build so bad that whenever he really pulls a hammer, pulls a string on this cannon, that the people will people go nuts, you did it. I understand both sides of the deal, but militarily, he's letting this thing get as bad as it possibly can. And then what happens when you drop the hammer? You've got the backup of the American people. If you have to put in some new people in the DOJ, which I suggest he does, which I suggested the day after he was sworn in, and I was talking to a, it's kind of another story. We've had a death in our family, and a guy that's very, very, very well connected with a Q-level security clearance. I spent quite a time with the day before yesterday. And I was telling him about our broadcast, and I said, Trump, the whole government through Obama was weaponized against us. And I was telling this gentleman that my opinion, as bad as I hate to say the word martial law, which we've talked about on this broadcast, is a martial law or martial law light. Suspend everything. Shut down Congress. Shut down the FBI. Shut down the CIA. Shut down the NSA. Just shut it all down. And clean it out. And do a fireside chat every night. And this guy with the Q-level security clearance just grinned at me. And he shook his head in the affirmative. And he's a little bit older than I am. But back to current day, back to now, that it's possible, and I hope this is what's happening, that he's letting it, with the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram and all of this stuff, shutting down conservatives, shutting down Christians, shutting down just plain good people. He's letting it get so bad that when he reacts, it'll be a godsend.
I hope I'm right. Yeah, I wish I could agree with you, Paul. And a year ago, I would have agreed with you. I don't agree now. This president did not defend this nation on March 13th against the forces of Fauci and FEMA and Bill Gates. And he's not defending the country now for free speech in an election period where you can't talk anything political. I put a video up on YouTube. This is after I've been demonetized, okay? And the video's up there, and basically I said the fix is in, that the Durham report absolves John Brennan of any wrongdoing. And I said, well, then there's no investigation of Spygate. That was my point. I said,
exactly.
He was at the centerpiece of the Steele dossier that led to Spygate. Brennan, that's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. And now we're going to ignore all this. We're going to ignore, like, it's the same as ignoring Hillary's 33,000 emails. And he gets a walk when he's guilty as hell. And I said, this investigation is worth nothing. And you know what YouTube did? They didn't notify me. They didn't like my video. They didn't tell me I was in violation of any policy, which I wasn't. I was responding to a headline. They just simply took the video down. Seriously. And where's Trump? Do you hear the crickets in the background chirping?
I can't. I'm trying to be positive here, Dave.
There ain't no positive. Paul, there's no positive. This is August the 28th. The election is on November 3rd. I am so sick of hearing the BS. Trust the plan. There is no plan. There never has been a plan. QAnon was a fake. I called it out early. Oh, did I take a beating for that? Yeah, where are those 65,000 indictments? Oh, no, that's right. 100,000 to get Mo next week. No, they're cleaning out all the unnecessary prisoners to make room for all those indicted in the deep state. Yeah, right. Okay, it's a good thing I'm picking my feet up because I'm sticking... You know what I'm stepping in. You know exactly what I'm stepping in, Paul. So, Trump is either complicit or he's been compromised. In either way, it makes no difference. I'm going to vote for him because he's least likely to put me in an internment camp. I mean, Kamala Harris, are you kidding? You won't make it to the internment camp. The good old defender of... what does she defend? Let's see. How about Jesuit sex trafficking in Alameda County? And then block Freedom of Information Act from the press. Oh, Alexander Daly and I had a field day on that. And this is why she had to drop out the first time. She had the most money. She only was getting 7% of the vote. She's an undesirable candidate, but now she is the vice presidential candidate for a man who won't make it to July the 4th of his first term. and you'll say, President Kamala. Seriously, you think I'm kidding?
God help us. I know these people are so evil and so Luciferian, and they all want us dead. And I think we talked about this previously from one of your sources saying they were worried about a mass casualty event.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's an assassination of Trump. That was the reference. You killed Trump without making it look like it was an assassination by killing a million. That came from inside federal law enforcement.
Well,
I want to read this to you, Paul. Okay. This just shows you where we're at. Hi, Dave. This is a follow-up to your article about schools and control. A reliable friend told me that her kid in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, now the public health department is requiring parents of students to sign agreements to have a child vaccinated and agree to send extra clothes in case a child is determined to have COVID and has to be quarantined. Parents also have to sign off saying they won't interfere with what's being taught, such as gender curriculum. This is all orchestrated by the public health department. I just wanted to pass this along to you, Dave, because it backs up what you were saying in your article. Glenn Beck is running something tonight from a school district. He's going to make more of a full disclosure tomorrow. But he said he was showing a document, and it was the kids in his class had to memorize the 10 points of the Black Panthers and endorse them.
Oh, my God.
In this health department thing in Idaho, and it's interesting because Idaho's legislature just said we're declaring that the pandemic restrictions are over. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously some of the people in that government aren't getting the memo. And this reminds me, and we've talked about this many times before, but Operation Mountain Guardian 2011, Denver, Colorado, taking kids out of Denver public schools without parental permission to hold them and then desensitize the guards by using crisis actors. But when mommy showed up to take Billy to his noon dentist appointment, Katie barred the door because no, Mrs. Jones, they took your boy to Sports Authority Field. What? And then the parents descended on there, and they didn't need crisis actors anymore. The parents, they called in the cops. I mean, it was a riot. And, I ain't signing. You people in Idaho, you need not to sign anything that gives the government power over your kid. You are the authority for your kid. Vaccinations for what, Paul? The vaccination that's not yet been made available? Oh, but we know it's going to be safe, so you must take it. What kind of crap is that?
Well, I mean, everybody out there that's honest said, you know, it takes 2 to 3 years of trials to make a vaccine.
That's optimistic, Paul.
Yeah, they're pushing this thing. Oh, my God.
You're being nice. I mean, you're at like half warp speed, pun intended. And when I was teaching research to people getting their dissertations, we used medical modeling a lot, you know, on how to do it. And in the old days when there were sanity, it was 5 to 10 years. And right now,
really?
they've already skipped the animal clinical tests. In other words, the animals aren't the first guinea pigs, the people are. But Bill Gates doesn't care about that because he paralyzed 300,000 kids in the third world. See, here's something else, too. I'm going to say this on the record. I might even look at a vaccine if it were developed by anybody but Bill Gates and now Fauci.
Fauci needs to be hung on a tree.
From his toes. Yeah, and we'll call it leprechaun. We'll call it leprechaun soup. Yeah, he looked like a little leprechaun minion. And Yeah, I mean, can you tell me this? Answer this question for me. Okay, you are an employee of the federal government. You're the head of NAID, you know, infectious disease. And you have been for almost four decades. And you're receiving outside remuneration from a medical group, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, mired in vaccines that you get to make decisions over. Does that not fit the quintessential definition of conflict of interest, which is illegal?
Oh, my God, by 10,000 times.
Then why is Trump permitting it? See, that's my point. It's one thing for Gates and Fauci to engage in defrauding the American taxpayer. It's another thing for Trump to ignore it. I'm still voting for him because there ain't jack squat out there that I trust, and at least he's done some good things. But tell me why Fauci is being protected. He should be prosecuted. He should already be in jail for what he's done. Same with Burks.
Yeah, they wrecked an entire economy for nothing.
I know. Well, there's a theory out there right now, and I don't know if it's true. Okay, and by the way, we're not allowed to talk about theories anymore. It's a conspiracy theory. Well, yeah, it is. And that's, you know, it's funny. When detectives go to solve a homicide, they develop like four or five conspiracy theories, and then they begin to investigate them. So this is the first step of actual scientific inquiry. But, you know, one of the things that a couple of people are telling me, and if they didn't have a medical background, I wouldn't listen. They think the 5G is corona, is triggering the coronavirus. It's not that there's a coronavirus. It's that it's really 5G. I don't know if it's true, Paul, but let me tell you what I do see. When the coronavirus broke out in Wuhan, that's when they introduced 5G. When it broke out in Italy, that's when they introduced the 5G. I've seen implementation dates and dates of outbreak for corona. They match. That doesn't mean this is true. But what it does mean is you've got a correlated data set with a positive correlation that deserves investigation. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying this deserves to be investigated. But if you even bring this up on social media, they would take your house from you if they could. They'll just ban you from their platforms because you're not allowed to have a hypothesis that could be researched. Not unless it matches their official narrative. I mean, they're coming out right now and they're saying things like YouTube. You must go along with the CDC and the WHO, the World Health Organization. Well, these bastards don't even agree with each other. The CDC conflicts with the WHO every single day. Face masks don't work. Wear a face mask, says the WHO. Okay, I'm confused. Social media, who the hell are we supposed to believe as we bow to your almighty knowledge of the scientific realm, YouTube?
Well, at some point, I mean, especially with this mask deal, I mean, everybody I talk to out here is, especially nurses, are just there. It was about 2 weeks ago. I was outside the store, and cute little brunette stepped out of her vehicle and had her mask, and she was shaking her head, and I went, "Yeah, me too." And she said, "You know, I worked at a hospital in Greeley, Colorado, and my last shift." I had two patients die Friday. I had two patients die Saturday. And none of these elderly people died from COVID. But guess what was on their death certificate? I'll let you guess.
Yeah, I know. We've covered this ad nauseum.
Yeah.
I mean, the government, through Fauci, incentivized fraud when the feds pay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm right, $13,000 per diagnosis to the local entity, and $38,000 for any COVID death. That's why you can come in with a gunshot wound to the head and they call it COVID. They've totally incentivized fraud. Listen, the fakery in the numbers, okay? July 11th, 334 testing stations in Florida, 100% positivity test rate. This
is
what,
possible.
I know, but that's what gets me to entertain the notion that we're really reacting to 5G, and the most vulnerable people of 5G are those who have compromised conditions, and this and COVID has nothing to do with it. Listen, I tend to think it's probably not true, to be honest with you, Paul. I would fall down at 70-30 odds against it being true. But how can I not think this with the massive fraud that's going on with the numbers?
Well, I'll give you a little idea what people are thinking about. I stepped outside of the store, and there were a couple of, probably middle-aged guys. And one of the guys goes to his friend, he goes, "Where in the heck are all the snipers? We've been spent millions of dollars in training all of these snipers all of these years, and where they are, there's a lot of people that need to die." Now, that's a pretty bold statement. I mean, that's what people are thinking. I doubt these guys are very alert to what you and I are alert to, but I thought that little short discussion was very, very important. I mean, people out there are not, they're done with all of this.
There's a lot of minions. Seriously. There are people that'd rather die bending over than they would standing up for the truth. Seriously. There are people in this country that would let their kids be vaccinated to death than take a stand. There are those kind of cowards in this country, and cowardice has quickly become a secondary national trait. You know, there was a time, Paul, I remember when reading about when Pearl Harbor was attacked, the enlistment stations had lines for blocks. That wouldn't happen today.
Well, we've talked about the over, and I somewhat agree. I'm just trying to look at something in Opal. You know, we talked about this on this show about the 100+ million people that are on SSRIs in this country. And I was talking, and I've talked about it on the show before. I was talking to good friend, brother Marine, Larimer County Sheriff's, and it's a couple of years ago. And I said, "What's on the top of your guys' radar?" And he goes, "What in the hell are we going to do with all these people here that are on SSRIs? Mm-hmm. This whole town is on them. There's whole families that are on them." And I just you just don't go cold turkey off this stuff. And I looked at him. I said, "You know, I'm sorry, bud, but the only thing you're going to have to do is shoot them. You can't pin up that many crazy people that have gone cold turkey on this stuff." And so, in that vein, I agree with you. I'm just trying. There's such a core of good people out here. I mean, where I'm at in Northern Colorado, great kids, great young people. Farmers, ranchers, a good friend of mine's a professional horse trainer, and just all kinds of people like this. But, and I understand that doesn't reflect the image of the country. But we've got to have just there's going to be pockets of this country that are just going to resist. If you read, I like the vaccine stories on the internet, and if you read the vaccine stories and then you go to the comment sections, oh my God, nobody's going to take these vaccines. I mean, it's going to be a bloodbath.
I think there's a lot of bravado there, Paul. When these people learn that they can't, okay, in the future, assuming we're not in a civil war. Okay, that's a big assumption right now. The only way to feed your family is to have a job. or to get government assistance. When they make getting either depend on a vaccine, people are going to wilt, and you won't even have to twist their arm. The vast majority will do it in that situation. The people like you and I that can remain relatively autonomous and outside the system, we're going to be more resistant. But then we'll have kids who will want to have a future, and we wouldn't want to endanger that for them, so we'll acquiesce. Short-term relief for pain in exchange for long-time pain, but people don't think past Friday. I had a professor once in grad school say this. He said I'm trying to think how he put it. Americans don't live beyond Friday. And he's right. We make decisions in the immediate. We don't plan for the future. If we did, we wouldn't have the credit card debt we have, blah, blah, blah. So I don't share your optimism, Paul. I see where you're saying that these comments are overwhelmingly negative. I see the same thing on what I do. But I think when push comes to shove, these people will fold just like an accordion. I have no faith in the character of the American people. I have faith maybe in 10% of this country. And that's the 10% you're referring to. 10% that will die on their front lawn before they acquiesce to illegitimate authority. That's my belief. And it's funny, I interviewed Steve Quayle on the TV side. And he basically said the same thing I'm saying right now. Many of us see this, that people talk a good game, but why aren't we in the streets? Okay? Tell me, tomorrow, why aren't people showing up to their gyms and calling their gym owners and say, open up, we'll support you. We don't believe the government has the resources to enforce this illegitimate law. Or why aren't they protesting casinos being open? Where are they? Where are these people? They're good keyboard warriors, and that's about all they're good for. Sorry, Paul. I'm going to keep working because I'm hoping I can turn 10% into 20%. And that's a big goal. But you have to understand, people want to be on the side that's winning. And all I say is the Milgram experiment, and two-thirds of this country that right now are against vaccines will flip in favor of them and force it to happen. That's what we learned from experiments like Milgram, Solomon Asch, where group pressure can force people to do things against their will, and they'll actually end up thinking it's a good idea. That's what my psychology training tells me. Now, you people out in the audience that are listening to me, and you're pissed off because you say, oh, how dare he say that about me? No. If you're willing to pull out your lead vaccine, double-barreled lead vaccine, when they come to the door for your kids, I'm not talking to you. When you talk about the fact that you'd rather go to jail than suffocate behind a face mask, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people who talk a good game, but at the first sign of confrontation will run. And Paul, I have a feeling you're a lot like me, okay? I'll do anything to avoid fighting somebody, but if it's inevitable, I ain't backing down. And you better protect your vital parts very quickly. That's my makeup. But unfortunately, I only have about 10% of the country. I think they're right there like me. Are you going to tell me there's more than that? That 50% of us are this way? Because I'm not seeing it.
Well, I think at some point, I mean, a lot of the comment sections around the web are people know this vaccine is completely bogus. They know it's a death shot. And there's only so many people. It's like back when I started doing radio in 93 during the militia movement, it was, oh, they're going to come get our guns. They're going to come get our guns. And I tell the listeners, I said, there's not enough people to come get the guns. They don't have enough caskets or body bags to put all these people in. They're not going to do it. And they didn't.
You're right about that. But if you got to turn in your gun to get food for your starving kids, how many people you think will do that?
the people that haven't prepared.
And how many would you say that is, the percentage?
10%.
Thank you. We're back to my 10% figure. Now, can we win this war with 10%? I don't know. I don't think it's you and me that's going to decide the conflict. I'll guard my yard, but I'm not going to decide the conflict. This is going to be general versus general. This isn't going to be, hey, let's form a line here in Lexington. And we'll run back to Concord because we got our ass kicked, but we'll fight there and drive the British back to Boston. That ain't happening. Most of the people that defend their yard are not going to survive.
Well, there's only so many people they've got that are going to enforce this unless we get a full-blown Tet offensive, and then the vaccines aren't going to make any difference.
Well, I agree with you on that. That's... But Paul, the Germans thought Hitler was a fad and he'd fade away. That's a fact. Honestly, what history teaches, I can write the next chapter, okay? Because Trump has not taken action against the social media and he's not stopping the mail-in voting. He's making noise, but he's not doing anything definitive. He should be blocking this with an executive order and get this into the courts at minimum. And he's not. He's not even acting in his own best interest. So Biden gets in, Kamala Harris takes over, Hillary's the VP, she gets Kamala assassinated. I mean, this is something I could actually see happening. I'm not predicting it, but let's get down to a year from now, or less than a year from now. We won't be talking about saving the country. We'll be talking about the best places to hide. And what will evolve out of these discussions will be what we learned from the Viet Cong. Farmers by day, oh yes, we love you very much. Yes, oh great leaders, thank you. Your laws are wonderful, thank you. And terrorists by night. So farmers by day, terrorists by night. And we'll be killing, and I'll tell you where they really captured this was in the TV show Colony, where they had the red hats. They were the collaborators with the alien captors, and they were the ones that went around and enforced this brutal martial law. And they got assassinated frequently by the farmers by day and the terrorists by night. We're going to be the Viet Cong, Paul. Now, you and I won't be because we're too vocal. We won't be around. We'll be in hiding or dead. But the average person that is going to not acquiesce will have to play the role of the Viet Cong. And this is why they have all the high-tech security right now. Don't think these two things aren't related. The reason your Alexa, your phone can spy on you when your battery is out of it, all these spy devices they have, they want to track who's naughty and nice and come take them out before they can become a problem. There's a threat matrix score that the NSA has on every individual, and they have their naughty and nice list. We just don't know what the threshold level is, but it exists. And this is why they have the extreme, and I do mean extreme, social credit system that's coming. Oh, you went to Dave Hodges' website 117 times? Come with us, please. Paul, that's what's coming. There is no rule of law. The Constitution's dead.
Oh, I totally believe that. You know, I mean, your source and my source basically said we're on our own.
We are. We don't have the power of government behind us. Hey, when Brennan can get a walk, that's all I don't need to go any further. And YouTube didn't want the public to put two and two together, which is why they pulled the video down. And there's so much more I could say about this, but it's time for reality. I have played the cheerful face broadcaster. Everybody jump on board. We can save the country. Okay, we're down to nutcracking time now, Paul. This is it. This is it. Trump will not be in office on November the 5th. He won't carry out his lame duck mandates until the third week in January. He'll be gone. This reign of terror could start in November. And if he does manage to win, we're going to be facing the Viet Cong. We will have a civil war. And people don't want to hear, oh, you're so negative, Dave. You know, is that why our cities are burning? and cops are doing nothing? Paul, no one can answer that question when I ask him that. Why are our cities burning? And they're all democratic cities. Why are they burning? Paul, there's no answer. What needs
well,
to happen?
It's just a full-blown communist insurrection.
Yeah, what you guys did in Fort Collins and what they did in Berthoud is what has to happen. People need to form militias, and they need to enforce the law.
Yeah.
Make the police make a decision. And when the police fire on the militias, then it's on. That kid out there in Kenosha with the gun that killed two people, he shouldn't have been out there by himself. It should have been an army of business owners and people who want to be left alone out there saying, out of my streets, away from my business, away from my home, away from my family, or you will pay the ultimate price. We don't have police any longer, people. They are not coming. They'll come just in time to draw the white chalk around your cold, dead body. Final word, Paul. You get the final word.
Whatever you need, get it.
How about some manhood? That's what we need. We need manhood more than we need ammunition. Hey, look, you could pick up a shovel and ambush somebody who is endangering your property, but you won't do anything if you don't have manhood.
Well, they've been breeding that out of us since the 60s.
I know, Paul. I know, but we're out of time. I'm glad we got this out. And personally, I don't give a damn how people react. I'm just tired of catering to people who just want everyone else to do the work while they sit back and be armchair quarterback. And that's not who you are. I am Steve Quayle. That's not who we are. But unfortunately, 10% of us will stand up. Well, Paul, we're out of time, my friend. And thanks for being with us.